Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
So Ari says, I texted goodbye this time. He'd a lot going on. He had a lot going on, but I wanted him back as I love him, but he's financially unstable, distracted. We haven't been talking since 3 months. Will he come back? Should I text him or wait? Well, Ari, you know, one of the questions that I have for you is, I know that you say that you love him, and I have no doubt that you probably do love him. And so the question that you want to ask yourself is this person actually, like, if you weren't just using your heart, right? If you're using both sides, right? You have a heart and kind of a brain, right? And if you're using both your heart and your brain, is this person really the person that you should be in a relationship with? And that's the first thing that you should ask. It sounds like he's got a lot of issues, right? He's financially unstable, which would naturally make him very distracted, which means that if he's still financially unstable, it's going to be very difficult for him to make you a priority or be with you in a relationship or do anything. With that being said, if you still want to text him, you can text him at this point, right? It's been 3 months. I mean, if you want him back, absolutely, you can text him at this point. If you are at a place where you aren't overly concerned about what happens when you text him, it sounds like you're in a place where you are overly concerned because you're like, I don't know, because we aren't actually having a conversation here live. But if we were talking to each other, you know, the question that what I'd be listening for with you is how much you feel like you're kind of coming from a place of desperation and neediness. If you're coming from a place of like, I need to have him back in my life, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to create the relationship that you want, for you to think straight, right? One of the reasons that we talk about no contact and this idea of kind of doing this thing of no contact and creating your own life and separating things and creating abundance with men is that then you start thinking differently, right? You start thinking more clearly, because when you have all the love emotions flowing in your body and you look at this guy, you're like looking at him through like a heart, right? And you're like, oh, this man is so amazing, right? But then when you like pull that heart down and you start looking at him like from a more rational standpoint, you start going, well, he's not doing any of the things that I want him to do. He's, you know, completely unstable. He's distracted all the time. He's got all these other things going on. Is he even really a good partner for me to be with? And so you want to be in a emotionally stable place before you reach out to the guy, if for no other reason to determine whether you're even making a good decision by reconnecting with him or not. And if you get to that space and you look back at him and you go, yeah, I really do want to have him in my life, and he is a good person to be in my life, then reaching out to him makes a lot more sense. But if you're coming from a place of like, I gotta have him in my life and I'm so in love with him, right? Then it's going to be really, really difficult for you to make any kind of rational decision with him. And so you want to come from that stable place first.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit the ForeverWomanFormula.com right now.